bambooed an anxiety of Pusa. The right ear is called the day of left ear is called the day of David. Parasamchari vritam chakshastram panchavasam vitam vitriya jnanam diva jnanam shota shruta daradvanya narana puri kati. It is spoken of as dakshina panchala. Represents the scriptures meant for the directing of wisdom, the process of sentence of improved activity. The other city named Uttara Panchala represents the scriptures meant for decreasing fruitful activity and increasing knowledge. The living entity receives different types of knowledge by means of 2 ears, and some living entities are promoted to be to the Pratam, the Deva Loka. All this is made possible by the 2 ears. Robert, the Vedas are known as Shruti, and the knowledge received from them through oral reception is called Shruti Dhara. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, one can be promoted to the planet of the demigods, or to the planet of the Sita or Aras, or even to the Vaikuntha planet, simply through the process of hearing. These things have already been explained in previous chapters. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Kuntale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanande Namaste Saraswati Devam Devaite Ve Gauravani Prasadine Nidavishesha Shunyavani Prasadine Prasadine.
So I am thinking, since we do have very little devotee, looking to discuss, to bring your attention to a few subjects which is important. So this is which I was going to just read to you. Something you have to mark. This is a good competition to be in that very. So the text here explains that by the process of shravana, that means hearing, our way in life is determined. According to what you hear and what you have heard, you will conduct your life. It is described that hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam will bring the Supreme Personality of Godhead to manifest Himself on the lotus of the heart. And there are 3 results which anyone who hears regularly and patiently the Bhagavatam will immediately experience. One result is that the listener of the Bhagavatam will be free from undue lamentation. Our worries and limitations in life can be finished just by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. Another is that fear of death will go away by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. We know that Parikshit Maharaj told Shukadeva Goswami about his abhaya. He said, may the snake bird, or whatever the magical thing the Brahmanas have created by their curse, Shringi boy, Brahmana boy, Shringi and Parikshit, may it come. I'm not afraid. In fact, it is described that Parikshit Maharaj, not experience death like an ordinary person. Even when Takshaka, the snake bird, approached him to take his life, Parikshit Maharaj was not pained at all. He actually, by the arrangement of the Supreme Lord, was at that time already in full samadhi. It means his consciousness was no longer linked by the false ego, the material body. So Parikshit Maharaj was already with Krishna, so he didn't experience death. The devotees in a similar way do not experience death in a painful way, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead takes them before that time of the painful experience of death and protects them. So,
is 100% sure that he will be liberated from birth and death. Is it 100% sure?
So Prabhupada said, yes, yes, provided they take it seriously. Otherwise, if they keep the mentality differently, then according to the mind, one has to get the next point. Just like so many boys, they come here in the beginning out of curiosity, but gradually they get the chance of becoming a devotee. Similarly, if those who see Lord Jagannath take the chance, then they will be liberated. If they come out of curiosity but take it seriously, then they will be liberated. Just like the hospital is meant for curing disease. So one should take the treatment. If you simply go and visit the hospital and then think, oh, I am cured, how can it be done? Suppose I emphasize that anyone who comes to this hospital will be cured of his disease. That's a fact. But if he thinks that I have come here, now I'm going, then how will he be cured? To see Jagannath on the Ratha Yatra, his way for liberation is open. But if he goes back again and intends that, how will the doctor? One goes to the doctor, he gives an injection, he is cured. But again he goes back and does the same thing. So anyone who takes part in the process of Krishna consciousness must know that the door of liberation has been opened for him or her. But now we have to take care that our mentality is proper to go back in our mind, or even in our activities, the material activities, that will close the door of liberation. Like he said, and this is called Hasti Snan. You know what is Hasti Snan? Hasti Snan. Elephant Snan. So the elephant takes bath very nicely in a bhantan. The elephant takes bath very nicely, and as soon as he comes on the bank of the river or lake, he takes bath and throws it all over his body again. If we do that, we shall remain always dirty. Take bath, but don't take the dirt again. That's not going on. It is a fact that by seeing Jagannath one becomes liberated. But while on the path of liberation you again come back to Maya, then where is your liberation? If somebody comes here and sees his path for liberation is open, then he should protect himself. Just like a disease. One should be careful not to relapse into fever. Relapse has to be the third file and would file up. That carrot is in your hands, everyone's hands. Now I have seen Jagannath, my liberation is guaranteed. Now I can do anything, and this and that will not give you liberation. You have seen Jagannath, your sinful activities are now neutralized, but don't commit again. Now make progress. Then your liberation is guaranteed. Is it clear? So take the medicine, follow the instructions, and you are cured. Guaranteed. But if you don't follow, that don't do this from the doctor, and you don't follow the don't do this from the doctor, and don't take the medication regularly, then how can you expect a cure? Maybe, but it will take a long, long time. But if you want quick, take it seriously. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, in 6 months, he saw God. So, this connection, the instructive story about Brahmana. This Brahmana was carrying a little goat on his shoulder. And on his way back home, he was at the goat, building on the goat. On his way home, there were some criminals who found him with a goat. And they wanted to get the goat. So one day, old Brahmana carried a dead cow on their shoulder. One said the Brahmana, this is gold, and it's living, it's just tired, sleeps in the room. If you know better, then carry the dead cow. I just thought it's my duty to carry it. Then, after some time, the next criminal was standing there and said, "Oh Brahmana, why are you carrying a dead dog on your shoulder? It's not a dead dog, it's a goat which I need for my household. Oh, I just wanted to say, if you want to carry a dead dog, I just thought it's my duty to come out to you."
Are overcome by desire.
said in Yatvada Palavan that those who are in only those who are engaged in the service of the lotus toes of the feet of the Lord can be saved from this tsunami, this whirlpool of Navinchakta, this whirlpool of material existence. Only those who are engaged in this can be saved. I do not know if you know about whirlpools. They come in flowing water and they can really be very, very heavy. I remember once when we were preaching in Haridwar, I was peacefully swimming on the Ganga. Mother Ganga, and I came to the floor of the pool. At first, I tried to swim out of it, but it was not possible because it was very hard. Then, the next thing I tried is, I was dragged down and down and down. And in my childhood, I have learned to keep my breath. I can be 3 minutes underwater. This is one of my mystical potencies. And somehow, in this body, I have a few things which are quite unusual. For 3 minutes, I was measuring. I can be without air if I need to. But then it's too much. Then So then what I did, it was Super Soul who helped me. I was diving down the whirlpool, and you know, the whirlpool is very big, and the opening here is very big, but down it's very small. It can be like this, small like this. You know? So what you do is, you dive down instead of fighting. There's no use of getting out of it. You dive down. When you get deep, then you have to somehow try. There are good chances that you can make it. To swim underneath the whirlpool, you need to swim quite a good distance of maybe 5-7 meters minimum, and then you can get up, and then you can swim. So this is okay if you come in the same situation. Just dive down, don't fight with the whirlpool, it's useless, and try to get out underneath the water. Or think of Krishna, the body and Krishna consciousness, one of the two. So this, it is described, the material energy, when it has you in its grasp, it will drag you down to this whirlpool, will drag you down, unless and until you fix your mind on the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have to consciously make an effort to put your mind into the service of Krishna. I want to please you, my dear Lord. I don't want to enjoy myself, but you should be pleased with what I want. Do now see yourself. So this determination can come when the individual soul becomes inspired or rejuvenated by hearing the Bhagavatam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that by regularly hearing the Bhagavatam, one can be rejuvenated, rejuvenated in his thinking about quality, in his devotional service. So therefore it is said that you can go by your ears, you can either go to hell by hearing material things, or you can go to Krishna. So I want to read to you another text today, which is also very nice, Asuri Mitram Arabak Var Vyavaryo Graminandrati Upasto Durmada Prakto Nirtir Uda Uchate. faculty of procreation is called durmada, and rectum is called niriti. When the world becomes degraded, civilization becomes demoniac, and for the common man, the rectum and the genital are taken very seriously as the centers of all activity. Imagine a modern man takes the genital and the rectum as the center of all activity. Even such a sacred place as Vrindavan, India, unintelligent men part of this rectal and genital business as spiritual activity. They say it is like Ratha Dev. Such people are called Sahajiya. According to their philosophy, through sexual indulgence one can elevate oneself to the spiritual platform. From these verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, however, we understand that the desires for sexual satisfaction are meant for the arvak, the lowest among men. To rectify these rascals and fools is very difficult. After all, the sex desires of the common man are condemned in these verses. The word durmada means wrongly directed, and viriti means sinful activity. Although this clearly indicates abominable and misdirected, even from the ordinary point of view, the Sahajiya nonetheless pass themselves off as devotees conducting spiritual activities. For this reason, Vrindavan is no longer visited by intelligent men. Sometimes we are often asked why we have made our center in Vrindavan. From the external point of view, it can be concluded that Vrindavan has become degenerated due to these Sahajiya activities. Yet, from the spiritual point of view, Vrindavan is the only place where all these sinful persons can be rectified by means of taking birth in the forms of dogs, ox, and monkeys. By living in Vrindavan as a dog, ox, or monkey, the living entity can be elevated to the spiritual platform in the next life. When you are in Vrindavan, engaged in sinful activities, and you die there, the next body you get is one of the dogs or monkey's body that is there. Result of your sinful activity. We can see that the diamond dogs, horses, and monkeys, very many are there, infected, becoming more and more and more every year. In our Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram, Mandir, there are, is already a family of monkeys. Did you know? They are ruled there. Their kingdom is there. That was unheard of. The monkeys before were only in the village, but now there are so many, they even are out in our mandir. So, and then, but still, we shouldn't pretend they are the way they come back to Godhead. They can be elevated to the spiritual platform in the next life. So, this is a very interesting verse because it points out to us how the arvaks, that means the very The devotee will always be enthusiastic and inspired in full Krishna consciousness. In this way, not constantly dream about the root of the which are under the belt line of the Gurdwara. He will be more civilized and consider the Utva Puntra as his only way to take the path which leads upwards in the spiritual elevation. So these were some points raised in these purpose. Do you have any questions regarding all of this? Did you understand the point in regards to liberation? You may not yet hear Vedakavinda Prabhupada. It is often stated in our Shastras how by different processes like seeing of Jagannath or hearing the Bhagavatam or other such ways of initiation, one is liberated from material existence and from the whirlpool of the three gunas. Now, Prabhupada was asked how this is to be understood, and he said, yes, it is there. One is on the path of liberation. But one must take care that the mentality is proper so that one doesn't return back into the material field of material energy. Krishna consciousness is so nice. It offers us a genuine process to reach the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within one lifetime. However, it must be said that the right mentality needs to be created. That for that we have a temporary life. So, Hare Krishna, if there are no further questions regarding the subject matter, we will end our lecture here. Thank you very much for listening patiently. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. This is Gaur Nitai ki jai. Gaur Prabhupada.